Today we will talk about what it looks like to walk as a servant for Jesus. There's a statement I read in a devotion this week, and I'm not sure exactly who the writer was because this devotion was written by a group of people. But the statement was made, and it rings so true. The statement is this: mature followers of Jesus are marked by what they will do for others without expecting anything in return. Let's look in Mark 10:45 and see what Jesus says to James and John here. "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give life as a ransom for many." Jesus' death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection were the greatest services ever to mankind. So what are some other ways that Jesus served people? In Matthew 9:35, it says that Jesus taught and proclaimed the gospel and that he healed every disease and every affliction. So he served by teaching, proclaiming the gospel, and healing. Let's read John 13:1-5 and then skip down to 14:15. "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. And then, after he had done the washing of their feet, he said, 'If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you.'" So what simple task of service did Jesus do for his disciples? He washed their feet. And was his motive just to clean off the disciples' dirty feet? No, that was not the lesson. It was not the lesson to clean up the dirt. The scene plays out in my mind and brings me to stop in my tracks. It makes me stop and think of how much humility is in the act of washing another's feet. Just stop and think about that for a minute. How humble do you have to get to wash someone else's feet? It makes me ask myself, do I or could I have this much humility? We will come back to this a little later, so just keep it in mind. But I want us to look deeper into those famous words. So what do you think gave Jesus the freedom and security to do this menial task? Well, in verse 3, it tells us that Jesus had been with God and was going back to God. Well, that would give you so much assurance. He knew his time on earth was coming to an end. He knew time was running out to teach his disciples. He used the washing of his disciples' feet for yet one more lesson on servanthood. What an example for us to follow. How often do we humble ourselves to serve in such a way? Not necessarily washing people's feet, but in other ways of service. Sometimes service is easy because the service we're doing is comfortable for us. It can be easy to make a meal for someone, and easier yet to take them out for a meal. It's easy to cut someone's yard or take out their trash. But what if their needs are greater? What if fulfilling their needs is going to be an inconvenience for us? What if their needs are going to take away the time or money we wanted to spend on ourselves? What if their needs are a little messy? Do we really want to get involved with that? I think Jesus shows us in this scene that love conquers all. the love that Jesus had for his disciples and all of us, the picture of love that he shows us in these verses are breathtaking. The humility is real. His love is pouring out of himself onto others. Makes you stop and think, how much love do I truly have in my heart to pour out onto others? Have we thought about this lesson Jesus was teaching that day? Are we humbled when it comes to serving others? We can be. Do we put others' needs before our own? We can, and we should. I know it's not the time of the year where we normally talk about the Last Supper, but it's so important for us to look and think about those lessons that Jesus taught by example. If you stop and think about it, Jesus washes our feet every single day. He continues to serve us over and over again. His mercies are new every morning. I pray we all search our hearts and lives this week over and over again until we discover that with Jesus, we can do all things. Even wash people's feet, even get in their messy circumstances and help. And we can do all things, including being a humble servant for God's glory, not ours. May God bless you always and in always. Have a great week.